Good morning, everyone. A very warm welcome to Wesley Memorial today, whether you're here in the church or joining us on Zoom. It's lovely that we are gathered together. We're mindful that a number of our community are not here, you might say gathered on another floor. The young people and their leaders are away at a National Methodist gathering in Birmingham, 3Generate, and we prayed for them last week and we'll continue to remember them this morning. It's lovely if you're joining us as visitors from abroad. If this is here, your visit here is the first one, or if perhaps you're trying out a new church, you're very welcome. We'd love to get to know you all better. And after the service, tea and coffee will be served in the hall through my doors on the left. I have a couple of extra announcements to make. First of all, apologies to Colin, who can't really hear me, but is in the vestibule. The glass doors, the automatic doors at the front of the church are jammed open. So that might be why the temperature seems a little bit low. We're very sorry. The engineer, of course, is not able to come until tomorrow. Secondly, contrary to the order of service, the children will be staying in the service this morning, and there are activities here in the corner led by Kath. And then finally, after coffee, we have the opportunity to take a sneak preview of the new Gibbs Methodist Research Library, which will be formally opened here at Wesley Memorial tomorrow evening. For those of you who know the building, it's in the old parlour, so it's on the first floor, but it's going to be open for you to have a look to see what's been done in the room and to see some of the materials that are available for contemporary and historical research into Methodism. So do make your opportunity to go up there if you're able. Finally, it's my great pleasure to welcome Paul Spray to lead our service this morning. Paul is a member of this church and a local preacher in the Oxford Methodist Circuit. Thank you, Paul.
Good morning. Let's pray. Holy One, we have come with different thoughts on our minds. Some of us are happy, some of us are sad, some are tired, some are energetic, some are interested, some are bemused or even bored. Some are feeling ill, some are feeling well. But we are all here, all one body. We come to join together in your body, the church. And we come because you are here. You, God, are here with us. We're astounded. We are in awe of you. We come lost in wonder, love, and praise. And so let's sing our first hymn. It's number 97, if you're looking in the red book. Number 97, when all your mercies, O my God, my rising soul surveys.
Oh,
And so to pray, and for once let's start with the prayer that Jesus gave us himself. Our Father. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us in the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Well, it is the beginning of a number of years. The Methodist Church, a whole month ago, began its year. Why you should begin your year on the 1st of September, I have absolutely no idea. But we did, and there is a very good prayer handbook, which if you haven't got yet, will be on sale afterwards. So do come and look at it. And Oxford Brookes has been in its new year for a while. And I'm told that Oxford University may even almost have got to start. And no doubt it will, eventually. Well, what does one do at New Year? Well, once I was in the real New Year in Chile, in South America. And what you did in Chile, in South America, on the 31st of December, was you got some money. You got some money and you, give me a hand. You stood on a chair and you waved your money. Now, I have no idea. Why do you think you should wave money for a new year? Presumably, it's to get, because you hope that the new year will bring lots of money. And that money is the most important thing to think about for the new year. Well, I don't think it is the most important thing to think about. And if you're a Christian, perhaps the most important thing to think about is the Bible. So I wondered whether anyone would like to... I've got some Bible stories here. Would you like to have a Bible story, just temporarily? Would you like one? And one? And then, have you got some over there? That's very good. Now, stand on a chair and wave your Bible. Have you got a chair to stand on? Try a chair. Goodness knows what the risk... I think you ought to stand on the chair. Have you got one? Have you got your Bible? Can I give you another one? Here's one. Here's one. Because I think that's the most important thing for a new year, is to take the Bible with us into the new year. Thank you very much. I'm afraid all the rest of the service may be rather boring. but there is more interesting stuff over there. And do take the book with you. Thank you. But the next bit is definitely fun. It's in the circuit songbook, it's 135, one we used to sing a lot, but it never made it into singing the faith. Shout for joy and sing your praises to the King. The gospel set for today in the lectionary is both short and extremely difficult to understand. So I hope you're pleased to know that you will not be hearing the gospel today. Instead, we're going to turn to the Psalms. We in the Methodist Church aren't very good at Psalms. The Anglicans have Psalms in most services. If we were in the Church of Scotland, the first 108 hymns in their hymn book are Psalms. Here, we have got a few Psalms in our hymn book, but they're right at the back, and there are only 39, and a lot of them don't have any music. But Psalms are a real resource. So I thought that today we might listen to some, say some, think about them. And I entitled it, I can't remember if it got onto the order of service, I entitled this An Emotional Roller Coaster, because the Psalms are useful however you're feeling, however we're feeling. There's a wide variety of them. Some of them are for individuals, some of them all together. Some of them God's talking, some of it the psalmist is talking. And I think it's a resource in two ways. If you're feeling in a particular mood, then you might find a psalm that has the right words for you, and you want to say that psalm. Or it might be that the psalm just tells you the kind of thing that you're allowed to say in your prayers. What to say if you're feeling thankful, what to say if you're feeling desperate, the way to say it, what we are encouraged to say. So I think the psalms are a resource in different ways. And I started this morning by praying about the fact that we have come with different preoccupations. Some of us are feeling one way, some of us are feeling the other way, some may be feeling three or four ways. But we've come with different preoccupations. So I'm going to take three different ways that we may be feeling, and a psalm appropriate for each of these ways. And I called it an emotional roller coaster because, well, if you're feeling cheerful, one bit will be fine, and if you're feeling desperate, another bit will be fine, and it'll go up and down. And so let's start with thanksgiving, with if you're feeling absolutely fantastic. I remember that when my first child, Claire, was born, she was born in hospital, and I was amazingly excited. I just was full of complete excitement. And I dashed up to find anybody, and I thought, I'll go and talk to my church pastoral visitor. And I went and hammered on his door and opened it, and I was over the moon and told him so. He was completely bemused. He wasn't at all expecting this. But sometimes we may feel like that. We may feel that God's in his heaven, all's well with the world, the sun is out. The sun is out. People are gathered together. It feels a cheerful moment. So why don't we each think of a happy moment in our past, when things were going well. Things were going well and you felt God was with you. So let's think of something now and think of God having provided it. And we might turn, in these circumstances, to Psalm 145. So, Rowan, I don't know if you could put it up. And we'll say it antiphonally. So if this side would be the white words, and after a bit there will be some yellow words, if this side would be the yellow words. I shall praise you to the heights, God my King. I shall praise your name forever and ever. Every day I will praise you. I shall bless your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and worthy of all praise. His greatness no one can fathom. Each age will praise your deeds to the next, telling of your mighty acts. They speak of the glorious splendor of your majesty, and I will meditate on your wonderful work. Yes, I thought it went on. They celebrate your abundant goodness and joyfully sing of your saving justice. Your creatures shall thank you, Lord. And your faithful people shall bless you. They shall tell of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might, so that all people may know of your mighty acts and the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Lasts from age to age. Fulfills the desires of those who fear him. He hears their cry and saves them. The Lord watches over all who love him, but all the wicked he will destroy. Amen. So that's a great psalm, a psalm that allows us to pray our thanks. And actually, in the Hebrew, it's rather clever. Have you got the next picture? Rowan, is there a... Yes. It's what's called an acrostic psalm, which means that each verse begins with a letter of the Hebrew alphabet in alphabetical order. So it goes Aleph, Beth, Gimel, and so on. And I suppose the reason it's put as an acrostic psalm with all those letters from the beginning to the end is to say that God is in charge of everything from the beginning to the end. God has made a world that's well ordered from A to Z. God is faithful to us, unwavering, good to all, slow to anger. It's a wonderful celebration of God. And especially, he's good to those who need it, food to those who are hungry. And the wicked he will destroy. This is obviously the experience of the psalmist, the person or the people who wrote down this psalm. And somebody, one commentator, suggested, well, it's all very well, but this is the kind of psalm that goes down well if you're rich and well off and you've actually got all these things. But I don't think that's always true. In Africa, in the Methodist Church in Africa, there's a saying, if I was to say, God is good, the congregation would reply, all the time. God is good all the time. It's a wonderful experience. And so let's have a prayer, which I think Katrina is going to read for us, a prayer for this kind of feeling.
Jesus, we thank you for the blessings you shower on us, the things from this week and from our lives that have been good. You are trustworthy in all you promise and faithful in all you do. When we fall, you lift us up. And we think of the times that you have done that for us. Everyone looks to you in hope, and you give them their food at the proper time. We are grateful we could do our part by bringing food last week for the Rose Hill Community Cupboard. You are upright in all your ways and faithful in all you do. You are near to all who call on you, to all who call on you from the heart. We want to be on your side. You watch over us, and we are grateful. Amen. Amen.
Thank you. And the hymn for feeling like that seemed to me to be Now Thank We All Our God, which is number 566 in the Red Book, 566.
Thank you.
the blessings you have given us, and we return what we can, in money or in other ways. Amen. But sometimes we feel very differently. Sometimes everything is going wrong. Or something terrible blanks out the good things so that we can't see the sun on the autumn leaves. We don't hear the birds singing. We just feel that everything is wrong. Perhaps somebody dear to us has died. Perhaps our lives have been turned upside down by an illness of us or of a loved one. Or perhaps if we had been members of the Heaton Park Synagogue, gone for the worship on the most solemn day, and we found ourselves under attack. Or if we were in Gaza, or in Darfur in Sudan, where everything is destroyed, there is no food, and the enemy is at the gates. God seems to be silent. And it happens to all of us, I think. And you might want to think, if you've had such a time, just bring it to mind. Or imagine what it might be like when you get there. And now we'll sing a bit about how it might feel. Oh God, why are you silent?
Oh,
And so we turn to the Psalms to see what resource there is there. And we might be feeling in need of consolation, and we turn to maybe Psalm 23. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will not be afraid. But at least initially, that might be too cozy. You might be crying out, wanting to know why. And there are psalms about that too. And perhaps the most famous is Psalm 22 that Jesus used on the cross himself. My God, why have you forsaken me? And the choir are going to sing a version of that. And there are other psalms like that too. I had was going to suggest that we read together Psalm 143, which begins, as you can see, Lord, hear my prayer, listen to my cry for mercy. And it goes on very like that. But I think having heard that, we needn't read another one. But it's there, if you need it, Psalm 143. And these are psalms where you might find that an enemy is in deadly pursuit. And nowadays we might think of a drone coming over. Or it could be that there's an illness taking over and you're feeling desperate. And these psalms are psalms that say, Lord, notice, get on with it, Lord, answer me quickly, my spirit is worn out. Don't turn your face away from me. There's a kind of desperation and anger, which is quite legitimate. And how dare we pray to God like that? Well, we dare because God is faithful. And we need God to give his grace to us. We need to be able to talk to God in the way we are feeling, honestly. And to trust in him for a response. And Keith's going to read a prayer.
Let us pray. Lord, when we feel desperate, show us where to go. Show us that it is okay to shout at you, to complain of how unfair life is. We will need your care. We will want your response. And now, specifically, a prayer after the attack on the synagogue in Manchester, written by the local Methodist minister. God of peace, we offer you our prayers for the community of the Heaton Park Hebrew Congregation Synagogue. For those who have been injured, we pray for your healing. For those who have died and their families and friends, we pray for your presence and embrace. For those who are filled with fear and anxiety, we pray for your peace. For those who have bravely responded from the public and emergency services, we pray for strength. For those in the wider community who are hurting at the wounds to their local brothers and sisters, we pray for comfort. Today, may we hear your words of peace and love. May we enact them in every part of our lives. In the name of Christ, the Prince of Peace, we pray. Amen.
And so let's sing a hymn that might be appropriate for that. I Need Thee Every Hour. It's number 467 in Singing the Faith, 467.
Thank you.
And so to our third feeling. Sometimes we feel we've got through. We've got through our problems to the far side. They may not have gone away completely, but we feel God's presence, like a rainbow. Perhaps we were ill and we are healed. We were lonely and we have found friendship. Or more lightheartedly, like Callum, who's not with us today, perhaps we've been dragged down for 3 years by a DPhil and we've finally submitted it and are able to go to 3Generate to celebrate. So maybe think of such a time when you've been through tough moments and have come out or are coming out the other side. And let's say Psalm 30. I praise you to the heights, Lord, for you lifted me out of the depths and did not let my enemies gloat over me. Sing the praises of the Lord, you, his faithful people. Praise his holy name. For his anger lasts only a moment, but his favor lasts a lifetime. Weeping may stay for the night, but rejoicing comes in the morning.
When I felt secure, I said, I will never be ashamed. Your favor.
To you, Lord, I called. To the Lord, I cried for mercy. What point is there in my death by going down to the pit? Will the dust praise you? Will it proclaim your faithfulness? Hear, Lord, and be merciful to me. Lord, be my help.
You turn my body into dust. You have stripped off my sackcloth and clothed me.
Imagine what it must feel like when the bombs stop falling. If the gates can be opened and relief come in. If the disease we feared has gone away. If the family once scattered has come back together again. We move from weeping to joy, from mourning to dancing. And so let's pray. Lord Jesus, we bring before you the hurts that we may ourselves be feeling today. We remember how you have acted in the past, and we praise you for rescuing us. We pray that you will again turn our mourning into dancing. Lord Jesus, we bring before you the terrible situations in our world today. Israel, Palestine, Sudan, Ukraine, Myanmar. We remember that you have brought wars to an end in the past. We praise you for the places where peace broke out around the world after the Second World War, in the former Yugoslavia, in Sierra Leone, in South Africa. Perhaps now, even, we pray earnestly, in Gaza. We pray that you will again turn their mourning into dancing. We bring before you the poverty that affects so many in our country. We praise you that the number of children in poverty has in the past been much reduced. Hungry people have been fed as you want. We praise you that folk are pressing this government to do more, as we did last Sunday. May they find their mourning turned into dancing. We bring before you the diseases that afflict so many in the world today. And we praise you that some diseases have been beaten back or even defeated. Smallpox, polio. We pray that these advances will continue and not be undermined by cuts in funding. Lord, the world seems dark at the moment, but we know you are with us and will be with us. We look forward to a time of joy. We pray that the whole world will gradually pick up your song and turn mourning into dancing. Amen. Dancing. And so to our final hymn, I dream of a church that joins in with God's laughing and dancing. It's number 70 in the circuit songbook. Prayer from this handbook. Divine Creator of all, who set the rhythm of life into motion, from sunrise to sunset, from the waxing and waning of the moon. You wove a sacred cadence into our days, a melody that calls us to remember your love. May our hearts rise to sing a new song, one that gently warms our spirits as we turn our faces and our lives towards you. And shall we say together the grace? The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore.